implications of an economy that must grow in order not to experience disaster. I mean, that's a scary thought. That'll scare anybody.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Rick. And Rick, we call it Rick Satellite, and we're going to be talking about an alternative means of listening to our program and Alex and Joyce and the others who are doing alternative media. Now, of course, most of us have shortwave. We have regular stations that pull us down. We're on the Internet. But there's a fourth method of pulling us down, and that is off the satellite with a direct reception from the satellite, a KUB, a Galaxy 19 satellite. Rick, thank you so very much for being with us tonight.
Talk to your wonderful audience. Can you hear me, Stan?
I certainly can. It's good to have you with us. So,
thank you very much.
Why don't you explain to people what the satellites are, why they're important, and certainly why many people are getting their satellites today?
Well, we need as many ways as possible to be able to hear your show, Stan, and other important shows that are on some of the Genesis networks and some of the other radio shows as well, like Pastor Butch Paul and Joyce Riley and Alex Jones. And, of course, shortwave has been crucial and critical in the previous years for a way to get your message out and for people to hear you. And, of course, Internet now, and you're on some AM and FM radio stations. But with shortwave reception, sometimes it can't be perfect, and the signal might fade in and out. And now you're up there live for 4 hours and have 5 hours of replays of your show as well on this one particular satellite called Galaxy 19. And if any one of us, if as long as you can have a clear view to the south, can utilize the satellite system. It's a satellite dish that measures about 30 inches in diameter. It has to be mounted outside in a location to where you'd have a clear view of the sky to this one particular satellite located at 97 degrees west longitude. For me in Missouri, it's pretty much due south at about a 45-degree angle. There in California, it'd be to the south-southwest, and of course, depending on whether you're in northern or southern California, the elevation angle would be a little bit different. But we mount the satellite dish outside. We aim it directly at this one satellite. We run a cable from the dish inside to the satellite receiver. It's another little box. And then that receiver hooks up to a TV set. So not only do you get all the Patriot talk radio shows in good, clear, crystal clear digital audio, you also get a number of television stations. And there's no monthly fee involved with this. There's no contracts to sign. Yes, there is such a thing as free TV and free radio broadcast, and these are advertiser-supported stations.
Hold that thought. No, go right ahead.
Okay, we were talking about the advertiser-supported stations. These TV and radio stations, they have advertisements and offer products, like some of the products you offer, Stan, some great books, some great vitamins, and listeners, of course, support Dr. Stan and Radio Liberty so he can keep the show on the air. But the satellite system gives us another way to be able to listen to these important shows that many of us can't hear on regular AM and FM radio stations. And if shortwave reception isn't perfect, the satellite system offers us another way to listen to these shows. There's over 70 radio stations on this system. A lot of them are foreign, but there's about 15 in English. There's over 200 TV stations now that are free TV stations that are on this system. About 170 of them are foreign channels from all around the world.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. All right, Rick, go right ahead.
Thank you, Stan. Once again, thanks for having me. And we were talking about the television stations. While there's 200-plus TV stations.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Bonanza and a lot of the good, wholesome, older things. There are others that certainly are news or free news broadcasts from other nations, not American news, because you need alternative news because the news here in America is controlled. I think there's a number of radio stations now that are in English, and of course you can get all your favorite hosts. You can get Alex Jones, you can get Dr. Stan, you can get Joyce Riley, you get Butch Paul, Pastor Chris Meyer, a lot of course good issues-oriented programming. And the advantage is, of course, it doesn't fade in and out as shortwave does, and it costs about $199, something like that, shipped, and you get, of course, your dish, you get your receiver, you have to hook the thing up, but it gives you an excellent source of getting information, and what we need now is to have information that you can trust, because believe me, the controlled media is controlled, and six major corporations control 90 to 95% of the media outlets in America, and largely determine what the American people think, which is why a lot of people listen to foreign news broadcasts, because they know that our news is lying and is slanted. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Rick, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And so, basically, Radio Liberty, my ministry is up there.
You take a look at some nice clothes and even nicer prices.
Live and 5 hours rebroadcast. The same is true for Joyce Riley. And then, of course, Pastor Butch is up there for 3 hours on our site. Pastor Chris Myers up there for 3 hours on our site. And so we have 24-hour-a-day broadcasting on this one slot on Galaxy 19. Now, of course, there are lots of other people up there. Alex has his own channel, and there are lots of other Conservative Republic broadcasting is up there. You get great information. What we need is alternative. We have shortwave now, 3 hours a day. We have, Sydney, if you have a computer, or you can get this, or a BlackBerry, or an iPod, or an iPad, you can get us 24 hours a day at our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Switch over to Soundwave 2000, which is a wonderful way, but some people don't have ready access to that or broadband to be able to listen to it. And it does get a little pricey if you have to have because you really need to have the broadband to hear it well. And so once you get the satellite in, it's there and there's no additional charge. And it's available 24 hours a day and very, very reliable. And you don't even have to have it hooked up to a television, or you can have it hooked up to a radio or stereo or all sorts of things. Hook it up to speakers, however you want to hear it. So basically, Rick, are a lot of people getting
December 10th, a new name.
Well, Stan, yes, with folks like you and Joyce Riley, the Heisman Trophy presentation presented by Nissan. More and more people are learning about it. We've been putting these systems out over the past 8 or 9 years and encouraging my customers, your listeners, to let you and whoever they listen to know how they're listening and what they think of the systems. And we get a lot of good feedback that once they get the system, they do really enjoy it. I like having the ability to hear the replays. Sometimes in the morning or when you're on, I'm working during the day. I like to turn it on, but if I'm on the phone all the time, I don't get to listen. When I get to finally take a lunch break or whatever time I take my break, I can turn on my favorite show and catch the replay. So that's important to me. And we get a lot of feedback from the folks that like that same option. And they do like having the alternative to actually having some non-pay, clean television programming as well. Some programming that doesn't constantly insult you and your senses with every commercial that's on next, or even some of just of the regular programming. So we get a lot of good feedback. We're thrilled that we find ourselves in this position to be able to try to do best we can to support you and some of the other Genesis hosts, and to have this system to offer to the listeners. It's been a real blessing for my wife Bobby and I personally to learn about you and the news and information that you give us, because it wasn't but 8 or 9 years ago when my eyes started opening up and realizing that, you know, the things I'm hearing on the national media, I'm hearing the same thing again and again, and it just doesn't make sense. And until I hear shows like yours where you explain it, where you share your knowledge with us, it just opens up the eyes in a whole new world. And I try to bring this to other people's attention as well. And if all of us can get one person a day or one person a week to tune in and listen to Dr. Stan and help opening up other people's eyes and ears to some of this information that you're giving us, maybe we can make a dent in what's going on in the States right now.
And even if we don't change the course of civilization, hopefully we'll bring a lot of people into a personal relationship with our Lord. Whatever we can accomplish, we'll do. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment. But Rick, of course, we have no commercial relationship with them at all. Oh, we just have sort of a team of people that we work with who we think have important information or are helping to get the information out. We have Todd Waite, who actually carries our internet programs, and we do pay him, but he puts us up on the internet, he puts us up on satellite, and then, of course, we have Rick, who pulls us down and provides people with the satellites so they can listen. Now, this same satellite that we're put up on is pulled down by radio stations, and, of course, by our listeners across America. And the satellite systems are not that expensive, and they are very, very efficient. So if you're out there and you have a question or comment on this, my telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We just think that the more ways you have of getting the truth, the better it is. So basically, Rick, why don't you get your telephone number out? Why don't you get your, certainly your web page up there?
Thank you, Stan. My telephone number is area code 816-228-1801. That's 816-228-1801, and you can visit me on the internet at rickssatelliteusa.com. rickssatelliteusa.com, right on the home page, right at the top, it'll say Global Star Patriot Talk Radio Satellite Systems, and you can go to there and click on the link and see the TV and radio stations that are there, and look at pictures of the equipment as well if you want to see kind of what it looks like.
And, of course, about 199.95 delivered, something like that?
We have two systems, the basic one, which works extremely well, and we've got a lot of them out there. It's $199, and that includes the shipping cost. Shipping just keeps going up and going up. It's about $55 in shipping cost. The dish comes in a big box, but $199 gets it delivered. We have a step-up system, a system 200, has a little better receiver with a few more features, a larger satellite dish, a 90 centimeter, measures 36 by 40 inches, and better electronics on the front of the dish, carries a 5-year warranty instead of a 1-year warranty. And the difference between the regular dish and the larger dish is this is KU band frequency, and it is subject to rain fade. So in a hard rainstorm, it will knock the signal off until the rain moves away. With the larger dish, the signal will stay in longer in adverse weather conditions and won't go out as soon and come back on sooner. But both of them are going to get the same amount of TV and radio stations. So either one works well. We just wanted to have a little better system to offer for those that wanted something a little more. But we've got a lot of the 199 systems out there for over the past 8-9 years, and we continue to get good, positive feedback from the folks that have the system.
And, of course, I think a lot of people appreciate the fact that they can get some movies, old movies, and the traditional things that we used to love in years past, and a lot of this is available up there, and it doesn't cost anything. You don't have to have an additional dish and maybe paying on a monthly basis, which gets a little old after a while. So a growing number of people are turning to the KU band satellite, and we're very fortunate to be up there. And of course, this is how we transmit from our base back in Pennsylvania up to the people then who put it onto satellite, and then it's pulled down our radio stations across America. It's pretty intricate. If you don't know anything about radio, it took me a long time to figure out what was going on, but it's a fascinating vehicle by which we're reaching people all across America. Television is really so expensive, and most of the major television channels are owned by members of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. They do not simply want to put the truth out there. They've purchased these television programs because, of course, they want to control what the American people think. Our job is to try to reach as many people as we can with the truth. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295.
We have a clip here from
Homeland. Question.
I know some of this
Rick,
was, did you see some in Israel?
We did, yeah.
Rick, one more time, your telephone number.
That's area code 816-228-1801.
The big reveal, the big surprise,
228-1801.
Kind of the most intense party town I've ever
website.
Been to.
Thank
I mean,
you, Stan.
And I realize because it
Rick
is very
satellite,
stressful there. You know, it's rather fraud, and
that's
people are
satellite,
content,
USA.
And they need to blow off some steam.
It's called the Global Star Patriot.
That's just something I don't hear that often.
Yeah,
it's
really
a party town. Yeah, the bars are
pumping.
They are. Check it out. Well, we have a
Chuck Chrismeyer and the others. Well, Rick, certainly, this is an exciting alternative vehicle. So we have basically four means of reaching people, and if we can just get people to take it.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
in 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you had one of the satellites, would like to know what you think of it. But I'll basically, Rick, who actually owns this satellite?
Now, I'm drawing a blank on the actual name of the company. They own a major fleet of satellites. They probably have a neighborhood of 15 different satellites in orbital locations all around the world. So it's a large company that has a huge investment, and then they'll get different folks to lease time or spots on the satellite, and then they'll go out and try to get customers to buy time from them to put their signals up on the satellite. So even though we have a couple of hundred free TV stations, the satellite's used heavy for a lot of encrypted programming that people can buy subscriptions to as well, but you have to go to a different company, and it's not your normal pay stations. It's mostly the foreign stations that are on this particular satellite.
All right, fine. Well, again, your telephone number and, of course, your website, and once again, the telephone number here, if you'd like to call before Rick has to leave us, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But one more time, your telephone number.
And we'd love to talk to your listeners, and we've had a good response from being on your show before. And give us a call. You only get to, this is a mom-and-pop operation here. It's just myself and my wife of 33 years, Bobby. I'm at 816-228-1801. Once again, it's 816-228-1801. And the website is rickssatelliteusa.com.
Okay, let's go to Joel from Spokane. Is that the correct pronunciation of your name?
Joel.
Joel, okay, fine. Okay, fine. There's no Y in it. Somebody put a Y in it. Anyway, do you have a question or comment?
I was just wondering, I don't have much money, but I've heard what you're saying about what's coming up, and I'm wondering what most important or best thing I can do to prepare myself and my family?
Well, you're talking about the things you should do to prepare yourself or just how you're going to be able to actually, be able to hear what's going on. I mean, would you want to talk about, you know, what needs to be done in preparation? Is that what you're thinking of?
Yeah, just for what's coming in the financial. I mean, I don't feel like we have enough money to buy gold. We live in an apartment. We can't really
Okay, fine. Well, I'll tell you what. If you sort of hang on, we'll get to that. Just you hang on. I think we have one other caller on the satellite, and then we'll get to that as we let Rick go. Okay? You hang on right where you are, and we'll be back in just a moment. And
okay.
Let's go to... Elaine calling from Michigan. Hi, Elaine. How are you doing?
Good, Dr. Stan.
Have a question or comment?
Yes, I was interested in the satellite dish. Now, you're on the satellite dish?
We're on the satellite dish. Joyce Riley and I have it 24 hours a day. I'm 9 hours, Joyce is 9 hours. And then we have two other people each on 3 hours a day, and that's 24 hours.
Oh, I'd love to be able to do that because you come on kind of late back here. It's 11 o'clock by the time I hear anything from you.
Right, well, then you can actually get all of our broadcasts and certainly, but, oh, you just give...
Now, anybody can put this satellite dish on?
Well, but you...
Hook it on?
You could do it, but, yeah... I think Rick will tell you that it may be a little difficult. In other words, most people can do it, but you have to be mechanically inclined, and there's a lot of running cables and things like that. Well, Rick, what would you tell Elaine from Michigan? She's asking about installing.
Right, and you said it requires some basic mechanical ability. The satellite dish has to be mounted on a pole that comes with the dish, and it has a base that needs to be lag bolted to a deck, or if you put it on the side of the house, those lag bolts have to go into studs, or if you put it on the roof, once again, those lag bolts have got to go into the rafters, to the main beams. A 30-inch dish is going to catch some wind, so it has to be mounted extremely sturdy. And the satellite's over 22,000 miles away, so it's very precise aiming. So initially aiming in the dish can be a little tricky. You have to have somebody watching the TV screen and have the signal bars up. while the other person aims the dish in.
Elaine, it might be you would have to get somebody locally to who knows about satellite.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Right. I have a man that does do repair works and stuff like that. So
okay, anything else you'd like to ask? Hey, why don't you just give Rick? Why don't you give Rick a call? Do you have his telephone number?
I believe I have it down here.
Hold on just for a moment.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Joel, calling from Spokane, is asking what to do. And, well, of course, I told him that it's the routine. Everybody's got to tell you to get food, dehydrated food of some sort. And then the staples you need, certainly rice and beans. And you can survive, and your family can survive on rice and beans. And if you have the facilities at all to... do you have a yard where you can grow food, Joel?
I don't.
All right. Do you have a porch where you could actually put in a small garden?
Yeah, I mean, we probably could do something like that. Yeah, I can't talk much longer on the home now. My wife's kind of teasing me for being on the radio, but I agree with everything you say, and I've been watching the Alex Jones movie since they first came out. I mean, I agree that that's definitely what's going to happen. It's just kind of scary.
Well, Sydney, you'll learn. Let's keep listening, and you'll learn how to do the gardening, and you can actually get various containers. You can grow a fair amount of food in them, but the most, and you can grow plenty of tomatoes if you have if you know how to do it, and it has fresh fruits and spinach, and you can grow your corn. But you know, and suddenly you want to have your staples, your rice and your beans, and you want to have a means of purifying your water. But as I said earlier to Joel, the most important thing is to think about a personal relationship with our Lord, because our hearts are going to falter as this whole wonderful utopian society we've been living in begins to unravel. Joel, just keep right on listening, but think about getting some of those DVDs with Pastor Billy Crone. Listen to him every time he's on with us, and understand this is a spiritual battle being fought on a political an ideological battlefield, but it is primarily a spiritual battle. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
God bless. Okay. Well, Chris, this is Dr. Stan. We're going to be doing open lines. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I should point out that everything going on today is planned. Remember that statement by Franklin Delano Roosevelt. In politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happened, rest assured it was planned that way. Rest assured it was planned that way. And of course, I think FDR understood exactly what was going on. He was a very unscrupulous individual. He did lots of things responsible for certainly the Second World War, because he wanted to get us into a war with both with Germany. He couldn't get Hitler to strike out against America, even though we were sinking his submarines and we were attacking him. Hitler would not respond by attacking us, and so he had to contrive a war with Japan, which he did. If you haven't read Robert Stinnett's wonderful book on Pearl Harbor, it's well worthwhile getting. It's called Day of Deceit. Robert Stinnett, Day of Deceit, and we've got a great four-tape set on Pearl Harbor. And if you want to see the Secretary of War Stimson's diary, which we copied when we were back at the Sterling Library at Yale, and the Secretary of War Stimson tells about going to the White House on December the 25th, 1941. He is there, and of course there's General George Catlin Marshall. There is Sidney Forrestal, James Forrestal, and Admiral Stark. And that's the Secretary of War, Secretary of the Navy, and then, of course, the commanders of both the Army and the Navy. And basically, President Roosevelt tells them, these are his four major military advisors, the Japanese are probably going to attack next Monday. Now, the date is November 25th. So they were expecting an attack on about the 1st of December. But of course, it didn't come until the 7th of December. But then President Roosevelt tells them, the thing is, how do we get into the war and get the Japanese to fire the first shot? So they knew the attack was coming. They left those boys at Pearl Harbor to die. Why? Because, of course, they felt they were justified doing it. It was the only way we could possibly get into a war with Germany and save England. Because what people do not understand, and probably FDR didn't understand it, was there was an element in England, a secret society that had been actively supporting Adolf Hitler, and there were this extension of that secret society into America, and they were supporting Adolf Hitler. And 100 American corporations were over in Germany and had been for a number of years, building the war materials that were necessary so they could be a war. And this continued not only up to the war, but all through the war. Once the war started with England, once, because America came into the war, the American corporations, headed by Americans and run by Americans, continued building the war material for the Germans. I don't know whether Roosevelt knew that. I really don't think he did, although this afternoon we had a very interesting call from somebody who had read Albert Speer's book. And Albert Speer had pointed out how basically the Americans had attacked, I think it was Hamburg or one of the other major centers, and pretty well knocked out a large part of the ball bearing of production there in England, which in Germany, which was, of course, vitally important for the German war effort. And of course, they felt that the Americans came back the next evening and bombed that again, why they'd knock out all of the ball bearing production facilities. And without that, they would not have had a German war effort. They couldn't have produced the machines and other things that they needed to pursue the war. And how amazed Albert Speer and the other Germans were that the Allies did not attack, of course, the ball-bearing factory the following days, a couple of days, and that would have ended the war. And because after the war, Speer said he talked to one of the people from the Allies from England and said, why didn't you pursue? Why didn't you continue bombing? You could have ended the war in 1943, and the American or English representatives said, we wanted to, we knew what was happening, and we were ordered not to. And because only if you understand that they wanted the war and they wanted to prolong the war does any of this really make sense. And when you have read the material, the books that we offer, the books certainly by John Loftus, by certainly Anthony Sutton, by Charles Higham, and read the late letter that we offer free of charge by William Dodd to Colonel House about the 100 American corporations working in Germany building the weapons of war in 1936 when there was no profit to be made because the exchange controls, it all begins to make sense. Well, our telephone is number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, but nothing as it appears to be. We financed Germany all during the Second World War, at least the extensions of this secret society that Cecil Rhodes had created in both England and the United States, because we wanted a horrible, bloody war so we could justify a world government. We've got John calling from Spokane. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. How are we doing, John? How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. Thanks, Dr. Stan.
I have a question or comment.
I have a question for you. You don't hear too much about the Rothschild, the House of Rothschild banking a dynasty. What is your take or knowledge about the Rothschilds, and as far as how close to the actual source, as far as, you know, the man behind the curtain, so to speak, the House of Rothschild?
I think there are two major families. One is the Rothschilds, the other Rockefellers. Certainly the Rothschilds have been around for a long time, having originated in the latter part of the 1700s. They were certainly there, financing both sides during the Napoleonic Wars. Certainly they dominated Europe during the 1800s. And then, of course, we begin to see the influence of J.P. Morgan and the Rockefellers. What this is really all about is they're all involved in the occult. And certainly people want to point to the Rothschilds, well, it's obviously a Jewish conspiracy. No, these people are part of a movement that I believe wants to destroy Judaism. But it's so difficult for people to understand. There really are Jews who hate the Jewish religion and who hate the God of the Jews. And I think that this is what everybody's missed. Now, as far as Cecil Rhodes' secret society, why, of course, the man who is instrumental in funding Cecil Rhodes' activities was Lord Rothschild. And after Cecil Rhodes, of course, had been inspired to go to Africa to actually to obtain control of the gold and diamond mines, we're talking about the 1870s, 1880s, he wanted, of course, to accumulate great wealth not for his own benefit, but to create a secret society to take over control of the world and bring about this one world movement. Why the man who is actually a fellow Mason who financed Cecil Rhodes' takeover of the gold and diamond mines of South Africa was Lord Rothschild. In fact, when Cecil Rhodes originally created his secret society, Lord Rothschild was one of the original members. And the fact Cecil Rhodes had seven wills, and in one of the wills he left everything to Lord Rothschild. In the ultimate will, of course, he didn't mention Lord Rothschild. He left everything to Lord Milner, who led the secret society after Cecil Rhodes died. But Rothschild was always in the background. He was sort of the man who was manipulating the people who were manipulating the world. So does that answer your question?
Yes, because the impression I was getting was you'll hear about Rockefellers, you'll hear about J.P. Morgan and financing the robber barons and Rhodes, and today with George Soros or any of the players, even Goldman Sachs, you'll hear about these. But what you don't hear about in the news, you never hear about it, is the Rothschilds and the contractual agreements that they have and who they've been financing and what have you. It appears as they're using these people that you see in the news, Kissinger and what have you, as agents. And that
you're absolutely right. And of course, Kissinger is another one of these Jews who hates Jews. And basically, he is one of the most evil men in the world today. He really runs successful administrations, whether they're Democrat or Republicans. But he is a representative of this world satanic movement, in my estimation.
Well, you know, with that in mind, in terms of how these people will co-opt anybody of talent, whether it's a musician or an actor or a producer, director, politician, and or even be in the key schools that will take these people and manage their careers all the way to the end, it seems that you know, they're behind, you know, everything in terms of how they're shaping, sort of like almost this ghost that exists in the background. And so as far as religion, it seems like this co-opting, whether it's the current co-op of the Christian religion or whether it was the co-opting of the Christian religion back in the times when they created Roman Catholicism, because it looks on the, you know, in the Bible, judge ye by thy fruits. I look at the Catholic Church and I can't see, in terms of history, it's a history written in torture and blood. And I know that there are a lot of good people that were really people of God in Catholicism. But the church as a whole, whether it was the Inquisition or what was done with the Crusades, I mean, all throughout history, this had nothing to do with Jesus' way. And the same thing with Judaism. And now it seems like they're getting us to try to, like, we've got to go against the Muslims because the Christians inside of Israel, all this craziness, which if Jesus, in my opinion, if he was here, he would have no part in it, because when he was here, he had no part in it. I mean, it was with what was going on. You had Barabbas and all those guys as far as the rabble-rouse. Jesus was all about the spirituality end of it.
You're absolutely right. And basically, of course, they've infiltrated the Catholic Church, they've infiltrated the Jewish religion, they've infiltrated the Protestant Church. I mean, here you've got certainly the Pope recently talking about the necessity of a one-world government, and certainly we know that there's a strong agitation for a one-world religion. There are lots of people within the Protestant Church who are saying, oh, we've just got to join together with all the other religions, you know, because all religions have the same spirituality. That is Satan's lie. What they want is a one-world government, but they also want a one-world religion, and they have thoroughly infiltrated the Protestant Church, which is why none of our Protestant leaders will speak out against torture. None of our Protestant leaders will tell you why they took God and prayer out of our schools. And that is because the Masons controlled the U.S. Supreme Court from 1941 to 1971. Majorities of 5-4 to 8-1. But the average minister is afraid to speak out. Either he doesn't know, he's afraid to speak out, or he has actually been planted. And they have planted people with the Protestant Church. They planted people in the hierarchy of the Catholic Church, which is why, of course, they've had this whole thing with pedophilia and homosexuality. This is all to destroy the Catholics' belief in God. And believe me, I'd hate to be a Catholic today and try to rationalize what's going on. How do you rationalize when certainly it goes right up to the very papacy itself and the toleration of pedophilia and homosexuality in the Catholic Church? And you can't do it. And so then, of course, as you begin to lose faith in the structure of an organization created by men, you begin to lose faith in God. And this is why so many people today are not going to church. Because there is an organized effort, of course, to equate the structure that man has built with, of course, God's church. God's church is built upon the Bible and the teaching of God and our personal relationship with our Lord, not upon the structure of church. If you can find a good church, go there. But so many of them are not good. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment. John, anything else you wanted to say?
No, that covers it. Thanks so much.
Well, I think what your question is well taken, and Cynthia, I agree with everything you've said.
Thank you.
God bless. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program right here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're in for some very, very difficult times, certainly Gerald Celletti. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that, thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more?
Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Today and was somewhat concerned because of Sydney. We have an awful lot of expenses, and we're sort of like the federal government. Our outgo is beginning to exceed our inflow. So if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, we'd love to hear from you. If you're not, certainly we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and protection. We've taken on some very good stations recently. We're having a growing impact in a number of the states across America, certainly in New Mexico and Arizona and Washington and certainly in Michigan and certainly in the state I think I mentioned Washington, but basically, we are in these areas. We are having a much more of an impact. We have listeners all across America, but collectively between what we're doing and what Alex is doing, and Alex is certainly doing a great job. He is reaching more people than anybody else I know. And Joyce and Sydney, Butch Paw and John Leffler, and that's all collective. We are reaching people, and more are beginning to understand what's going on. If you look and see what's happening at the polls in Iowa, why, of course, is Sydney. Ron Paul is, Sydney, only a few points behind Newt Gingrich, who is a serial adulterer. I mean, everybody was a little upset by Kane. It turned out he was a serial adulterer, but so was Newt Gingrich. And have you heard this mentioned at all? I mean, it wasn't just one instance of adultery, but wife after wife he betrayed. In fact, his last wife, the one before he has today, who, when she was in the hospital dying with cancer, he served the divorce papers on her. He's an unscrupulous member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's a two-faced hypocrite. He's always been a liberal, but posing as a conservative. And now he's being run by the establishment to become the next president of the United States because they fear the message that Ron Paul is putting out. Now, basically, first, what we need to do is get back to the Constitution. Who among the political candidates is talking about the Constitution? Who is against the senseless wars that we're involved in? Who has come forward and said, torture is wrong? Well, that's Ron Paul. And I believe that he's a very sincere person. I've known Ron Paul going back probably close to 40 years, and I believe, I don't know him well. I've met him, but I believe he's a sincere individual. He's running because he wants to get these ideas out, and of course the entire establishment media is attacking him. So we ask you to pray for Ron Paul because, of course, I believe his life is in jeopardy. And if it looked like he was going to become effective in this battle, they would simply kill him as they killed President Kennedy, as they killed Martin Luther King, as they killed Bobby Kennedy, as they've killed so many people. If you doubt that they kill people, we have a four-tape set called Deadly Assassins, where it's a four-CD set, where I actually interview several professional trained, CIA-trained assassins, as well as the man who tracked down the murderer who was hired to kill General George Patton, because they could not allow him to come home after World War II and tell the American people the truth. And then, of course, we also have a four-tape set on Martin Luther King, four-CD set, a four-CD set on Bobby Kennedy, two four-tape sets on the murder of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. We have an excellent DVD on Kennedy. We have an excellent four-CD set on the USS Liberty, where they tried to kill all of the American servicemen aboard the USS Liberty. And as Lyndon Johnson was actually quoted as saying, why, of course, we want that ship at the bottom of the Mediterranean. And he told that to the commanding general admiral. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and we'd hope to have Doug Malarn with us this hour, and I see Doug is on the line, and I'm so glad because Doug has been at this game for a good long while. Certainly one of the few people that's been around probably almost as long as I have. And Doug, how are you doing?
Good evening, Dr. Stan. I'm doing well. It's great to hear your voice.
How long have you been at this game trying to expose what's going on? Because I know it's been for a good long while.
Well, I started with the English Junior Chamber of Commerce. They changed the name to the JCs before I joined in 1960. And they encouraged to get involved in politics and go to the city council meetings and the political conventions and the dinners and everything. And so I was going to weekly Democrat luncheons when President Kennedy was assassinated. So I've been studying the secret societies and secret combinations that have manipulated our country and the world ever since.
So that would be 1963. So you got in about the year after I did, and that's so great, and I have the greatest respect for Doug Millar. He's one of the people who really talks about the pedophile rings and the immorality that is at the highest echelons of our government. He was a good friend of Ted Gunderson, who was a friend of ours before Ted died recently. Why don't you tell our listeners, of course, what you have discovered through your research, and I know you worked, Doug, as a tireless worker trying to educate people about the dark spirits or forces working behind the scenes in America. Why don't you tell our listeners what you have discovered?
Okay, Dr. Stan, and I really appreciate what you've been doing because you're such a tireless person. I mean, most people our ages are in their graves. I'm 75 now, and I think you're probably 80-plus, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess I am 80-plus. Go ahead.
So anyway, I just really admire you. And so back in when in 1966, I saw an ad for by Myron Fagan, F-A-G-A-N, a New York Jew who was a playwright. He's also a Hollywood playwright. And he put out this documentary called The Illuminati, three long playing records, double-sided. And so I thought, well, what is that? I guess I better find out. So I ordered it, and it changed my life because I realized there is a conspiracy going on. It's not a conspiracy theory. You and I don't deal with conspiracy theories. We deal with conspiracy realities, correct?
Correct.
And so the bottom line is, I started looking into it in a big way. I got involved heavily in politics in 64. Didn't like Lyndon Baines Johnson, the vice president who became president. And it turned out I had good reason to distrust the man, because they put out a book called A Texan Looks at Lyndon in 1964.
That was Edward Haley, I think it was. Go ahead, yeah.
And warning people about how evil Lyndon James Johnson, the U.S. Senator, was. And the result was that I ended up, as a Democrat, campaigning for his opponent, U.S. Senator Barry Goldwater. And the Republicans said, why don't you quit being a Democrat? I said, well, I don't have any friends of Republicans. I just learned about the Republican Party. And the result was that it turned out very interesting, because I went to the state convention of both parties there in Alaska. They were both held in Anchorage. And I was treated very poorly by some Democrats in the Democrat Party. They didn't like my...
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Doug Block. Okay, Doug, go right ahead. Doug, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Go right ahead.
Okay, folks. So, anyway, they didn't seem to like my Jeffersonian democratic principles, which I believe in the Constitution, and that it should be a literal document, not a interpretive document that they can bend with any liberal Supreme Court ruling. And it was written by the founders of our country to be a literal document and to protect us from government tyranny. And so I went to the Democratic convention, but before that I went to Democratic headquarters in both Republican and Democrat parties in Anchorage, Alaska, to find out about communism, since in 64 communism is supposed to be our big enemy, and nobody had any literature on it. So I searched around. I was very frustrated to find out, well, how can they be our enemies and we don't even have any literature about them? Anyway, the bottom line is that I ended up on a journey that ended up asking a friend to become the state chairman for the George Wallace campaign. You remember, he ran as a Democrat. He was a Democrat governor in Alabama, very popular down there. And but then he went formed a third party when he couldn't win the Democrat nomination, called the American Independent Party. And so I asked a buddy, why don't you become chair of that for the state? I'll say I've switched from Democrat now to Republican, but a bunch of Democrats were supporting Wallace. And, in fact, my mentor was a Democrat from Alabama, and he was in charge of half the population of Alaska as the Democrat chair. And so I had mentors, you know, under the Constitution. And so, make a long story short, I ended up doing a lot of things that what was agreed about. I went back in those days, and he just got to say we should be able to come to Alaska, sort of speakers of, you know, politics, preachers, anybody of national prominence want to come to Alaska and speak. So I had the privilege of being some of the top people in America when they would speak publicly, and they would go out and dine with them. And so I helped me grow in my attitude toward, you know, when you're running with the, they say if you sleep with the dogs, you're going to get fleas, but if you run with the turkeys, you're going to have problems too. But here I was running with the big dogs, and so it helped me have a better grasp on politics fast. And the result was that...
Hold that thought, Doug. Okay. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Doug Millar, and Doug is sitting to give us the background of his evolution of thought, and certainly he was around when they, certainly when Barry Goldwater was running, George Wallace was running, and of course he could see the fallacies in both political parties. He was started out as a Democrat, he became a Republican, but basically he understands the two-party system is a fraud. They control, and I'm sure Doug has come to the same conclusion I have, is they control the leadership of both political parties. They control the right, they control the left, they control the conservatives, they control the Democrats. It's all political theater. but it takes a long time to, because so many of the people in the Republican Party, especially in the organized Republican Party, are very sincere. And there are a lot of people in the Democrat Party who are very sincere. The Democrats think the government can solve our problem. The Republicans believe the government is our problem. But both parties at the top are controlled by the same folks. And it's all about eventually bringing total government control to America, of simply merging America into a one-world government. The Republicans push globalism. The Democrats push globalism. The Republicans push the war in the Near East and the Middle East. The Democrats push the war in the Near East, the Double East, and the Middle East. And President Obama promises to get our troops out of Iraq and Afghanistan. But it's all words. Nothing really happens. Go right ahead.
Okay, so bottom line was, yes, those records on the cover, it was a giant cover, and had a photograph of the Council on Foreign Relations National Headquarters in New York. And, of course, in the records, Byron Fagan said on one of the records that the Council on Foreign Relations is a division of the Illuminati. And so I had an early education because in studying the Council on Foreign Relations, you find out both Democrats and Republicans in that thing, and they picked the nominations for almost every single political race of national prominence in America. And so usually both the Democrat and the Republican nominee for president is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And so, in fact, it was so embarrassing that Nixon dropped out of the Council on Foreign Relations. He decided to go in for president, but of course it was used against him. And then Congressman George Herbert W., H.W. Bush, I should say, when he was running for president against President Reagan, Reagan used that against, I mean, a future President Reagan, Reagan used against that to saying he was on the board of directors of the Council of Foreign Relations, and it hurt Bush so badly that he resigned from the board. He didn't resign his membership. But, of course, he couldn't get a nomination. And so and he was opposed to life. He wanted to abort babies all the time. And as it turned out, of course, then he claims, oh, I saw the light under President Reagan. I now oppose abortion because he knew he couldn't get the nomination as a abortionist. So, anyway, the Bush family are heavily involved in the Council of Foreign Relations and Illuminati, and but like, remember, Bush made this toast to David Rockefeller. Everything I am, everything I've become, everything I own, I owe to David Rockefeller. Of course, he's been running the Illuminati for in America and one of the world leaders of the Illuminati for decades. And
I think it's very important that our listeners understand the Illuminati. And basically, of course, Byron Fagan certainly did not, I don't think he fully understood it. Certainly he knew a lot about it. He believed, of course, the CFR was, and the Illuminati were one and the same. They were similar organizations going the same way, but of course the Illuminati was formed in, back in 1776. It was formed on May 1st, 1776, and of course it was dedicated to creating a one-world government and a one-world religion. But basically, right, what it was the continuation of the plan of the ancient secret societies and mystery religions to bring this about. And certainly Adam Weishaupt had strong ties to the ancient mystery religions. Of course, the Illuminati supposedly was disbanded in the late 1700s, but these ideas have persisted since that time. And, of course, you can actually trace these ideas to John Ruskin, who is a professor at Oxford, and certainly was a disciple of Weishaupt. And, of course, his most famous student was a man named Cecil Rhodes, who created a secret society in 1891. And back in 1921, they created a series of front organizations One of them then was the Council on Foreign Relations. The Council on Foreign Relations is a front for the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created in 1891. Their objectives are all the same. Would you agree with that?
Of course. Yes, I would say that in depth too, Doctor. And I know that you travel the world buying ancient books that are out of print and everything. What are you going to do with your library when you decide to retire?
Well, I don't know. I'm planning on being around for a good long while, but I do worry about this, and certainly we want to find somebody who has the facilities to take it all, because, of course, there's so much of it, you'd need the whole house to put them in.
Right. Well, I would hope you could find a good Christian university that would take it and offer it to college students who are studying politics and law, because, I mean, I know you've got books that no one's ever heard of before, and it would be a shame to have them end up in a warehouse and your family not really appreciate what you spent your life savings accumulating.
Well, one of these days you get down here, we'll take out to lunch, we'll talk about that. But right now, because I think it's vitally important that people understand that basically the Illuminati was a secret society. Actually, Cecil Rhodes created a secret society, and one of the front organizations for that is the Council on Foreign Relations. People talk about the CFR, but they don't talk about the fact that it's a front for Cecil Rhodes' secret society. I know that this is the case because I went through the files of Professor Quigley back at Georgetown University, and Professor Quigley had had the opportunity of going through the secret files of the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created. So we have, of course, many copies and copies of the things that Professor Quigley copied, but of course he's written two books, both of which are available from Radio Liberty. One is called Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, which I consider the most important book in my library. The second is called The Anglo-American Establishment, Professor Quigley, finished in 1949, and no publisher in America would publish it. It wasn't published until 1981 by a man I've contacted, and he's afraid to come on my program because he fears for his life.
Really?
And this is what's really going on in the world today. People, of course, with any good sense, realize that these people on the other side murder people on a routine basis, and why they have not finished me off, I'm not quite certain. Maybe they don't think I'm doing that good a job. Under any circumstances, because I prefer to think that the Lord's preserving us, both you and I, because you've been at this and you've been very effective in reaching people as well. Well, anyway, of course, what are some of the major issues you see today? And what about this pedophilia ring that John DeCamp has talked about that operates at the highest levels of our country? We hear all this about this fellow from the Penn State, college, a football assistant coach, and certainly how terrible he is. We never talk about the pedophile rings operating at the upper echelons of our government and extending into the White House itself. Why did you pick up that story, Doug?
Okay, well, you covered a lot of bases here. I guess to fast forward, let's talk about Penn State first, because it's the latest expose. We now have enough evidence. We believe it's a division of the Franklin cover-up, because in the Franklin cover-up, the subtitle of John DeCamp's book is Child Abuse, Satanism, and Murder in Nebraska. But he was really talking about a national and international pedophile ring involving Satanism and human sacrifices of men and women, but mostly children, and mostly females. And the bottom line was that he was in the CIA in the Vietnam War. And did he ever call you back? I left a message for him asking him to call you.
I've never been able to reach John DeCamp. I wish I could.
Well, okay, well, I'll help you on that again tomorrow. We'll try again here, because he said five or six major back operations. They replaced his spine. He was one of the first 34 people in the world to have their spine replaced by all metal spine and held together by nuts, bolts, and screws. And he said, I wish I'd taken your advice. I should never have had this operation. They keep hauling back in for more operations, and now he has to go in again because now two of the vertebrae have fractures in them. So it's causing more pain. But the bottom line is that I tell everybody that's the most important book written in your my lifetime. If you want to protect yourself, your loved ones.
All right, let's tell the people it's called the Franklin Cover-Up, and it's the story of this pedophile ring that began at Boys Town in Kansas, or in, is it Kansas or Nebraska? Boys Town in Nebraska, and then, of course, extended right into the White House.
And also into the Vatican.
Right.
And there were one of the priests there in Omaha, where Boys Town is. Actually, it's a separate incorporated city. That way they have their own police department. They don't have people coming out on the campus investigating child sex abuse because they have their own police department. So they cover these things up.
And of course, ladies and gentlemen, what Sandusky has done is trivial compared with, of course, what happens. And this pedophile ring operates at the upper echelons of the American government today.
Yes, it does. And that's the sad part.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
DeCamp called the Franklin Cover-Up. And of course, John DeCamp was actually a member of the Nebraska state legislature, and was John actually in intelligence unit? What was his relationship to the CIA when he was in the military?
Well, he said that, you know, he had just finished law school. He didn't want to go into the war, obviously. He wanted to practice law, and he liked girls, and he didn't want to go around killing people. So he started taking advanced courses, paratrooper training, and all kinds of different advanced courses for month to month. And he kept thinking the war's going to get over. Well, of course it didn't, so he had to go over there, and he spoke five languages fluently. And so when he arrived there as a captain with 100, he had a battalion of, as I recall, I mean, I'm sorry, a company of 100 combat soldiers that were going into in the army in the combat, he was ordered to visit the U.S. Embassy in Saigon. And when he was there, he was ordered to meet with Vice Ambassador Bill Colby. And Colby informed him, he said, I'm running the CIA war here. This is a CIA war. And I'm running it for Southeast Asia. And you're not going into combat with the Army. You're being assigned to the CIA. You're now working for the CIA. And Colby was so sickened by the fact that the media in America were not supporting the war and supporting going into North Vietnam and conquering the country and routing the communist control there. Colby had been raised a Catholic. De Camp had been raised a Catholic. And, of course, South Vietnam, as you know, was a Catholic nation. But anyway, the result was that Colby was a co-founder of the CIA coming out of the OSS from World War II, and the result was that he persuaded DeCamp to run for the state senate in Nebraska, even though he was fighting and he was involved in the Phoenix Project in South Vietnam, and of course that meant Laos and Thailand. The president never told the truth about what we were fighting, had troops in all those countries. But the bottom line is that DeCamp ran for the state senate, won, even though he never even set foot in America, because the CIA wanted him to come back here and start telling the truth about the war, what was going on. And he ended up being 16 years in the state senate, and even some of his enemies said in the only daily paper that was a statewide, which was the Omaha World Herald, they said that he was not only the most effective legislator in the state senate, but some said he was in the history of the legislature, that he was the most effective legislator.
Now, I think it's important for our listeners to understand that there was no reason for the Vietnam War. We could have won the war in 6 weeks. I was told that personally by certainly the American ambassador to Laos at the time. His name was William H. Sullivan. I was told that by four-star Marine General Lewis Walt. They both told me we could have won the war in 6 weeks. But the people in Washington, D.C., the members of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, didn't go there to win the war. They didn't want to win the war. They wanted the war to drag out and drag out and kill as many Americans as possible. And of course, it was needed as a great diversion, because this is how they brought in their socialized system, how they brought in Medicare, how they brought in the Medicaid, how they brought in food stamps, how they brought in public housing and all of these programs, rebuilding our cities, the greater departures in health and education and welfare. Suddenly, Vietnam was simply a diversion. It cost 58,000 Americans their lives. Our men went over there. They fought valiantly. I don't know whether Bill Colby ever really understood what was going on. I know he knew what was going on was wrong, and he died under very mysterious circumstances and said that he was writing a book. And, of course, he was sitting in his cabin, and he went out in the middle of a storm canoeing, and he drowned. Well, I don't believe that for a minute. I think Colby knows he was murdered. You do not, of course, ever want to tell the truth, especially when you've been head of the CIA and you've committed the horrible atrocities that he did. I think probably Colby was an honest man who really didn't understand the true nature and extent of the evil that was involved, both Sydney and the Phoenix Project, where we were actually torturing people in Vietnam. We probably killed close to 40,000 Vietnamese, most of them innocent people over there, innocent civilians. A terrible, terrible crime against humanity. We'll tell more about that another night. Well, Sydney, Doug, as far as John DeCamp was concerned, he came back. He was elected to the Senate there in Nebraska, and he was in the Senate for 16 years. And while he was there, he learned the story of the Franklin cover-up. So why don't you pick that story up?
Okay. But before I do, I just want to mention, you mentioned the Brotherhood of Darkness. Folks, I was there at the Granada Forum when Dr. Stan Monteith gave this lecture. Of course, he's given it many times since then. But I just shared a copy of your DVD, Dr. Stan, that I brought from you last time we were together over at the Eagle Forum State Convention in Sacramento this last summer. I just loaned to a young lady who is a victim of mold personalities and used it as a female slave who actually, sadly, under my control, was, even though she was a mother of children, she was used to create child pornography with a boy. And she came to one time and fought back. And she's what I call a female braveheart because of the fact that she was a sex slave without even knowing she was doing this stuff. There's child pornography films out there with her having sex with a young boy, and it's so sickening to think that she's a Christian and had no idea that she had this problem, you know, for many, many years. But, folks, I urge you to get this Brotherhood of Darkness both in the book form and also in the DVD, because this gives you the history of the Illuminati, because, Dr. Stan, I'm sure that you're like me. I've met several people who would say, I was raised in the Illuminati is still alive today, and some of these people, even though they are being sodomized by their parents or grandparents and other people in these satanic groups, they dissociate, and they actually trust Jesus Christ to, and also his angels to protect them. And so they have, even though the Satanists and the Luciferian worshipers that, and who are sodomizing them and trying to destroy their faith in God altogether, not just Jesus Christ, but all forms of God, the bottom line is that they quite often end up trusting Jesus Christ.
Hold that thought till we'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Doug Millar. He's been at this battle almost as long as I have, and he certainly has worked very, very closely with a number of the people who certainly were associated with the efforts to uncover the Franklin cover-up, this pedophile ring operating at the highest levels of our government, extending into the Bohemian Grove, extending into the White House itself. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not certainly imaginary. The book written by John DeCamp covers much of this, called the Franklin cover-up, and we carry a similar a book on the subject called The Franklin Scandal, but it's all about the same cover-up. The last thing they want is for the American people to understand that we see the Sandusky, you know, Penn State, terrible guy involved in pedophilia. This guy's a piker compared with the people operating in our Congress, in our Senate, operating at the highest levels of the government, extending right into the White House itself. And that was the story of the Franklin cover-up. Well, before we go on, Doug, I want you to go ahead and you get your telephone number out. How can people get in touch with you and get your material?
Okay. My phone number, folks, is Doug. I'm sorry, I'm going to give you my email. My phone number is 707-396-8215. I'll repeat that. 707-396-8215. Now, if you'd like to get a hold of me by email, to be honest with you, I don't get a chance to read most of my emails. In fact, I don't get a chance to read out more than one out of 100. So if you're going to send me an email, be sure and call me if you think it's urgent. If it doesn't deal with child pedophilia and see out of my control, to be honest with you, I don't have time for it. But, these new technologies that the same people, General Vallely, these guys are retired now from the military, and also Colonel John Alexander, who wrote the book Non-Lethal Weapons. These three people are involved in human sacrifices, and they all three of them have been working together for decades in the Army and the Army Reserves, Army National Guard. But the bottom line is that they do human sacrifices, and they also help develop the technology that's now being used on thousands of Americans. And you can go to American Free Press. I hope you all go to this website and check out targeted individuals. They've had about a dozen stories already now about this new technology, so-called non-lethal. People are so traumatized when they're hit with this. Some of them commit suicide in America. They can't go and give a police report. The police refuse to let them even fill out a police report. They're being traumatized. And so in despair, many of them are living in their cars. Many of them are just so traumatized that they give up on life. And it's so sad. But there was a big meeting in Washington, D.C., a couple weeks ago with American Free Press, and the Calvary is coming. I can't tell a full story, but I'll have a guest on my show tonight, and he will be talking about it. I don't want to steal his thunder. Okay, if I give it, I'll tell him where my show is.
Well, right now, let's go to David, who's calling in from California someplace. Let's see what David has to say. Hi, David. How are we doing?
I'm doing fine. I need to apologize to you. The program that I was listening to on my local radio station that I had a comment for is not the program that you're actually broadcasting tonight.
No, I'm afraid that you're probably listening to our replay there on KFER. So anything you'd like to talk about, or should we want to call in sometime later?
Well, I'd just like to say that I appreciate your program, and I find it very interesting, and I'm sorry that what I was prepared to talk about isn't what you're talking about tonight.
For our listeners out there, basically we have a regular program we do, and then, of course, we do have and that is on KFER, and then, of course, we have a program we do on KKMC, and we do them simultaneously, and an entirely different program. So it gets a little confusing. I'm sorry for that, David, but please keep listening and look forward to talking to at some time on subject, okay?
Yeah, absolutely, and like I say, thank you for your program. It's very informative, and I certainly will keep listening, and I encourage everyone else to keep listening. Yeah.
Okay, God bless. Thanks for calling, David. We'll go. Basically, Doug, of course, is Millar, with us. He's talking about certainly this epidemic, which is pervasive at the highest levels of our country, going into the background of pedophilia and sexual perversion. And so many of our leaders are into this sort of thing. Of course, the CIA has pictures of this, so they own them. And basically, if you are a senator and you do what you're told, if you're a member of Congress and you do what you're told, I mean, you will do well, you'll be well paid, you'll be the honorable this or the honorable that. But if you get out of line, they'll expose you for what you've done. They have the pictures, they have the documentation, and they own you. Would that be a fairly good analysis, Doug, of what's really going on today?
Well, that's for sure, and it's so well documented in the final cover-up that Johnny Camp quotes two CIA agents and writing about the fact that if we couldn't get somebody in Congress or someone in an admiral or a general or someone in the business world to go along with the CIA's agenda, we'd invite him to a party. Well, you think about it. You know, if your U.S. senator was in town and you were invited, or you were invited to Washington, D.C. to meet the president or vice president or some senators, chances are most people of that caliber would go. They may not even like the president, but if you got a chance to meet the president and some of the rough elbows with some of the movers and shakers of the world, most people would not turn down that opportunity. But in a lifetime, the bottom line is that these two CIA agents bragged about it, that they drugged them with something they couldn't see, taste, or smell. And then they invited them back to the second party. And why would they come back to the second party? Because this drug is called scopolamine. It's not mentioned by name in the book, but it's called scopolamine, and Air Force Colonel Chip Tatum was on Ted Gunderson's show 25 or 26 hours of interviews. Plus, I was there in Daytona Beach, Florida, when Gunderson did an interview with Chip Tatum outside. You hear the waves lapping up against the beach there. And the bottom line is the three of us were speakers there at Global Science Congress in February of 98. And what we were discussing was the scopolamine. And I had a privilege of introducing myself to Chip Tatum, and I said, I came here for one reason, that was to interview you, and now I'm going to be a speaker here, but I didn't come for that purpose. I said, this scopolamine you brought about, I said, if you could put in my drink and I couldn't see it, taste, or smell it, how long would I be under your influence? I give you enough for 30 minutes, 30 hours, or 30 days. As long as I keep you on the scopolamine, you have no recall of anything you did during that entire period of time, and you have no control over your morals.
Well, because Chip Tatum was a basically was an assassin. He worked as an assassin for the government. Whatever happened to Chip? I interviewed him. He was a fascinating individual. Do we know whatever happened to him?
Well, Gunnison told me that a couple years ago, it was reported that his body washed up on the shore down in Central America because Bush was so upset that Chip Tatum was putting out this information back in 98 about Bush's involvement in setting up people for blackmail.
Well, of course, the thing was that what Chip Tatum told me was that Bush had actually given him a contract to kill Ross Perot. You remember, because President Bush was running, or Herbert Walker Bush was running for the presidency, and his opponent was Bill Clinton, and they wanted, because Ross Perot was going to come in, he was going to pull enough votes away from Clinton, so that Clinton would lose, they put a contract out on Ross Perot, and Chip Tatum refused to kill him.
That's, he told me the same thing.
Right, and so, but well, so as far as you know, he was killed, and his body had washed up on the beaches in Central America. I've heard the same story. But this is what happens when you're a CIA assassin. You've been given a contract, and you don't take it. Why? Of course, it'll cost you your life. He was a very courageous guy. Incidentally, for our listeners, we have a four-tape set, or four-CD set, called Deadly Assassins. That's four CD set called Deadly Assassins. And one of them is a fellow named Chip Tatum. Go right ahead.
Good. Okay, now, so I looked at this letterhead, and I'm sure you saw a copy of it too, Dr. Stan, where White House letterhead, Bush as vice president, ordered Chip Tatum to kill somebody.
It was Ross Perot. He was supposed to kill Ross Perot. And because remember, right, Ross Perot actually dropped out of the presidential race. And he said his life and the life of his family was in jeopardy. And I can remember how Rush Limbaugh ridiculed Ross Perot and made fun of him, talking about him dropping out because he said there was a plot to kill him. And the thing is, there really was a plot to kill him. And Rush Limbaugh was just carrying out, playing his part, ridiculing anybody who told the truth. But go ahead.
Exactly. So what happened was, the result of all that was so interesting because of the fact that that contract to kill Ross Perot, I'm making notes here. I'm getting off track. I apologize. So as it turned out, he knew that Perot would just be, Bush would just assign somebody else to kill him. I told you I would never kill an American, and I've never done it yet, and I never will. And so Tatum knew that Bush would just get somebody else to do it, so he said he was the one that notified Perot that there was a contract out to kill him. And so, remember, initially, Perot said that someone had threatened his daughter's life, and so he was dropping out of the race, but it wasn't that at all. And so then, when the Frank cover-up came out, of course, then it talks about Bush throughout that book, and so it doesn't talk about him being a pedophile, but he does say he was at the pedophile parties, and so they persuaded Perot to come back into the race to make sure that Bush lost the race by pulling up votes from Bush, because they knew that the Frank cover-up had just been released, and it was going like hotcakes. And can you imagine, the camp told me here recently that I've sold over 300,000 copies of that book. I never spent one dime in advertising. And, you know, that's pretty unheard of. Quite often, self-published books are happy to have sold 300 copies. So that's a very important book for everybody. And so now back to when the camp came here on 9/11 of 92, Dr. Stan, this is really important. Because the day after that, we were saying goodbye to him at the motel we'd arranged for him to stay at. And they had a continental breakfast there. So we're all of us that helped organize his event were there celebrating what a great event it was. And he said, you know, one thing I didn't tell in my book, because I had all my Republicans mad at me for even naming Bush in the book. He said, one thing I didn't put in there, and that was the children told me that they were, the one from Omaha was shipped to Washington, D.C., to New York, Chicago. Every once in a while, they'd see Bush as vice president walk into the sex parties where they have these orgies of the party after the party. And, of course, these guys are under mind control, and they'd be ordered to have sex with the children or sex with a sodomite. And they would do it because they were under mind control. They were like a zombie. And so, but the children said that when Bush walked into the party, he had a bodyguard on each side of him. He would pick out a little boy about 10 years old, and the four of them would leave the party with the rest of us. We're just having these big orgies. And the rest of us flew back to Omaha, but we never saw Bush's victims again. So there you have a substantiation from several children that Bush's victims never lived. And so now I'm telling you, I've talked to two people who have seen him do human sacrifices of children. And, you know, we have to get the truth out. And how does this tie in with Sandusky and Penn State? Well, as soon as the Franklin Camp cover came out for us about, April Fool's Day of 92, back in 88, when Bush was running for president the first time, after being vice president, in fact, he was still vice president when he was running for president. And, of course, he arranged to have, Larry King, the black man that ran the Franklin Credit Union in Omaha, arrested, and also Paul Benassi. And so a couple of days before the election, they were arrested to keep them in silence to make sure Bush got through and won the presidency, because both of them had all the goods on Bush. And what was so significant about it was that was, of course, November 1st of 88, and 2 months later in January, Herman Cain, the black so-called Christian conservative who used to run the Godfather Pizza, had just dropped out of the race over the weekend,
Irvin Kane was appointed to the Federal Reserve Bank Board in St. Louis, and his job, according to the website, you can go to rants.com and find the story and other places too, but that's what I'm trying to refer me to find it. Kane's job was to do the laundering of the CIA drug money that Larry King was involved in. So you see there is a tie-in, and now, of course, how does this tie in with Penn State? Well, here, who was in charge of the FBI when Waco took place? It was Louis Freeh, who was just appointed, right?
Right.
Former FBI agent who'd been a federal judge, and now he has three sons. I was so excited. I all thought, well, they're giving a big build up, and I fell for it. Temporarily, I always like to think the best people until they say, you know, say in the Bible, by the fruit you shall know them. Well, it didn't take long for Louis Freeh to show his fruit, because he covered up what happened at Waco, and we know that those people were slaughtered intentionally, and it was on the April 19th, 50th anniversary of the Warsaw Ghetto torturing of the Jews there. So now they're torturing Seventh-day Adventist Christians on the 50th anniversary. And
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Doug Millard. Doug, go right ahead.
Okay, so the bottom line is Bush is heavily involved.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States.
They knew exactly what lay ahead. This Illuminati card game, you get it, and it goes into great detail, and so much of it simply is prophetic of the events where to take place. Anything else, Nicholas?
Yeah, I just wanted, there was another card that showed a clock tower, and they're saying that that's something that had to do with the Japan earthquake, and so they even... prophesized that too.
Right. So it's very hard to believe that this is just accidental. Yes, they knew exactly what the future held. This is a card game. You can get this, the Illuminati card game. Hey, we're out of time. God bless, and thanks very much for calling, Nicholas. And I said, Doug Millar has been our guest. Doug, fascinating evening. Thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Doug. I really appreciate being out with you. And, we were hoping to get into the Carolina High School Massacre because I spent 3 years living there and investigating that. I arrived 10 days after the massacre.
What was this now?
The Columbine High School
Massacre. Oh, fine. Maybe we could do a program on that. Could we do a program on that some other night?
I'd love to.
All right. Good night. God bless. And we'll talk to you later. Okay. That was Doug Millar. Fascinating information. Doug's been at this as long as I have. You need to get the information. We have the book, The Franklin Scandal. It goes into the background of the Franklin cover-up, maybe even has perhaps different information. One of these days, we really should carry the Franklin cover-up because, of course, it cost John DeCamp his job. He suddenly was a legislator for 16 years in Nebraska, but of course he had to be silenced, and he was threatened, his family was threatened, and he was forced to leave his law practice and move to a small town in Nebraska where he lives to this day. But he's a good friend of Doug Millar, and Doug has fascinating information. Basically, there is an organized network of evil out there in America. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get our talks on the dark secret and the forbidden secret. You need to get our book and 4-CD set on satanic crimes. That's the book and this 4-CD set on satanic crimes. You need to get a 4-CD set on the supernatural. These things are not imaginary. They're real. If you doubt that they killed the people at Waco, we have a DVD. It's called Waco, A New Revelation, where two people from the Special Forces talk about the Special Forces team that was sent in to kill the men and the women and children at Waco. Let me repeat that. The DVD is called Waco, A New Revelation. We have it. You need to watch it. And you'll actually hear people from Special Forces talking about how they, well, actually had sent Special Forces team in there to kill the men and the women and children. Basically, I can confirm that from my own knowledge. I talked to Clive's mother. Clive is the gentleman who runs the Davidians today. And she told me that on the day of the massacre, or perhaps it was the day afterwards, he was in a trailer. Somebody called a woman who was on the trailer and told her, because they were right there at Waco. They weren't in the enclave, they were outside. But this fellow had watched them line up the people, the Davidians had taken them out the back door where nobody could see them. And he was there with a telescope, and he watched them as they lined those people up and shot one each in the back of the head and dragged their bodies back inside. I actually recorded my conversation with Clive's mother. We sent it to Washington, D.C. for the hearings. And, of course, Bob Barr, who was the congressman I sent it to, refused to either acknowledge it or get the information out. They killed the Davidians, ladies and gentlemen. They killed those little women, and the women and the children. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our permission and our protection.